the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think at this moment, it's still early in the race, and I'd like to remind everybody about how early it is. I think he's the underdog, not the underdog by much. My personal opinion, which is frequently wrong, is if the election were held today, depending on who the Republicans nominate, of course, that I think he might very well lose in a close election. However, again, my opinion, I think these debates and the Republican race for the nomination up to now have revived President Obama's chances somewhat. Also, his chances have been buoyed just in the last few days, and certainly the last couple of weeks. The unemployment figures are still terrible, but at least they are now headed down. I expected November, number one, a close race. I think it will be decided by independent voters and swing voters in the middle.
That's Dan Rather weighing in on the 2012 GOP race, saying that if the election were held today, Obama probably would lose, but it's a long way to Tipperary or a long way to November. GOP race, get started putting your mind into motion before you call us at 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Tamron Hall here speaks to Jerry Seib from the Wall Street Journal about the recent attacks on Mitt Romney over his time with Bain Capital Investment.
Mitt Romney's opponents in the Republican presidential race are stepping up their attacks based on his time running investment firm Bain Capital. Yesterday, Obama advisor Dave Axelrod called Romney, quote, a corporate raider. Well, today, the Wall Street Journal reports on Romney's time at Bain. The Journal examined 77 businesses Bain invested in while Romney led the company. That would be from 1984 to 1999. Now, among the findings, 22% of those businesses filed for bankruptcy protection or closed their doors. Another 8% lost all the money Bain invested. 10 deals produced more than 70% of the dollar's gain. And Bain was recording 50 to 80% annual gains at the time, which is considered high. So there's a lot of numbers, and I don't want to overwhelm people because I think they're just gracious. Yeah, there are a lot. But the bottom line here is this article points out there are some highlights for Mitt Romney here, but there are certainly a lot of lowlights where people like Newt Gingrich, his opponents, and maybe even if he faces President Obama, there's enough there that they really can strike hard on him.
Well, look, you know, the reality is there's been a lot of back and forth about the whole Bain Capital record. Without a lot of detailed research, a lot of anecdotal evidence, what we decided to do was step back and look at it in detail. We took, as you said, 77 companies, the investments Bain made in the period that Mitt Romney was there, and took a look at what the record was. You described the record accurately. And I think that for people in this debate, there's going to be a little bit in what we found for both sides of the debate. You know, there was a slightly higher average of bankruptcies and other serious problems than we found to be the norm during that period. But there were also some spectacular successes. You know, the Staples, the Sports Authorities, the Domino's, Pizzas, clearly investments Bain made that not only got companies going or kept them going, but they created a lot of jobs. So you can look at this detailed study and you can see a little bit on both sides of the argument.
But with that said, when you have, for example, Gingrich's super PAC that is featuring, for lack of a better description, people who lost their jobs as a result of downsizing, you also have a new soundbite from Mitt Romney stumbling through an answer and saying he likes to fire people. When you look at the success records of some of the companies you just named, Staples or whatever, your mind then wonders, though, how many people lost their jobs for that company, which Mitt Romney says are people, too, to succeed.
Right, exactly. And that I'd like to fire people quote is going to be a cringe inducer for the Romney people today, because he was actually talking about firing your health insurance company if they're not doing a good job for you, and that's one of the virtues of having a free market in health insurance. But it's the context of the remark now is going to be seen as a Bain Capital context, which is fortunate for the Romney campaign. But look, I think what you're going to see here is anecdotal examples on both sides of this. You're going to see people who say, I worked for a company that was raided or looted by Bain Capital, and you're going to see, I predict, shortly, the Romney campaign come forth with workers who said, look, Bain Capital came in and saved my company. I wouldn't have a job for it if Bain hadn't been there. One of the difficult things for the Romney campaign to argue here is that there are jobs that were saved. You can't count jobs that are there now but that would have been gone otherwise. It's a little like President Obama trying to say, the economy would be even worse if I hadn't been there to help it along. That's kind of one of the Bain Capital arguments that's difficult to articulate. But, you know, there's been so much in the last 72 hours that I think it's inevitable now the Romney campaign is going to have to come back with a more detailed response.
So the winners and contenders and pretenders, today is a primary day in New Hampshire, and they're all in the focus here on the countdown next.
TurboTax. What's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
So New Hampshire it is. From Fox, Judge Pirro talks to Sarah Palin about all the infighting among the candidates, which Palin thinks may actually be a good thing for the Republicans.
Newt Gingrich literally came out and called Mitt Romney a liar. And Gingrich is now being described as a vengeful Newt. Isn't what's going on now at this late stage, doesn't it amount to almost cannibalism within the party?
Republicans are known for not being sheeple and not just going along to get along, but really wanting to duke it out in the arena of ideas and healthy debate and contested primaries, and that's good. It's a good process. As opposed to, once in a while, you see on the Democrat side, you know, you see an anointed one, and they go forward, and they don't get vetted, and they don't have to engage in the strong, aggressive debate that helps people understand who these people are, what their experience is, and what their intentions are in leading the country. So I don't have a problem with aggressive campaigning as long as it's fair campaigning. As for Newt Gingrich, though, he had just come off facing $17 million in negative ads heading into Iowa, and those negative ads were effective in terms of he not being able to have the funds to counter a lot of those ads and get truth out there. And he came back swinging, and he said basically that he's going to go on offense, knowing you can't win a ball game only playing defense. What Newt will be able to do now, though, is talk about the 11 million jobs that he was able to help create under a Democrat president as they cut taxes, as they balanced the budget, and as he garnered a 90% approval rating from conservative watchdog groups. So Newt now heading into New Hampshire and then South Carolina will have an opportunity, being on offense, as he's committed to be on, to get some truth out there, facts about his experience, and, as importantly, his intentions for leading the country. Santorum will be able to do the same. And Romney, of course, he's going to have his own tactics of campaigning, but it's going to be rough and tumble, as I believe it should be.
Well, of course, and you know, when you talk about Mitt Romney, it appears that he is at the head of the pack, and of course, he is not a Tea Party candidate, and yet Michelle Bachmann, who is out, was clearly a Tea Party candidate. Would you say that the Tea Party movement is certainly suffering, if not over?
No, I think Michelle Bachmann did not suffer at all being a Tea Party candidate. It's because she had some campaigners around her, some staff members around her, who didn't do her justice. And I think she had a kind of an unfair shake with some of the people who were surrounding her early on, and she couldn't recover from some of the things that were done and said. And that's all inside baseball stuff that most American voters, they don't, they shouldn't even care about. But that's my take on what happened to Michelle Bachmann. But no, Tea Party, it's still a very strong and very powerful and very influential movement, as evidenced by Mitt Romney wanting to garner around him Tea Party patriots who will support him. He would be dismissing them, like Nikki Haley and others. He would not be seeking their endorsements if he believed that, and anybody else believed that, the Tea Party movement wasn't powerful.
Radio People, Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan talking to political analyst Mike Barnicle about the possibility that Romney will have the nomination after the next primary, that is the South Carolina primary.
Even though we know this proportional delegate stuff, if this guy wins today as he's going to Romney and holds a lead in South Carolina, which I find hard to believe, we're over after three races, are we not?
Well, I think yes, but I think part of it depends on the size of his lead here at the end of the day. You know, if he wins by 5 or 6 points, that's going to keep a couple of these other fakers alive for 2 or 3 more primaries. If he wins by 15 to 20 in the high 30s, and then wins South Carolina by one vote, I think it's pretty much over.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in South Carolina, though, in terms of...
I have no idea.
Yeah, because
that's like asking me about, you know, how cold is it going to be in Antarctica
tonight? Well, I have no idea.
Me,
either.
Republicans in South Carolina, I have no frame of reference for it.
Santorum,
I'll tell you what the entire Republican process has been thus far.
What is it?
If you go to Iowa and you see the people who go to caucuses, especially...
Oh, he's doing Gruber talk.
Especially on behalf of Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
No, not all of them. There's some fine people in every candidate. It is really an indictment of the American educational system.
Amen.
Read a
Hello.
Book.
Yeah.
Read
Why?
A book.
You know something? I'm so glad you say that, because I hear people talking about Ron Paul, 18-year-old, 19-year-old young men that happen to hang around with my kids. They have no idea what he stands for, except, I mean, when you ask them a couple of questions, they have no idea. That's
something about
true.
The Federal Reserve. Well, can I ask you about the problem? You know, John King from CNN the other day said that Mitt Romney was the luckiest man in the history of American pop. He wins by 6-8 votes out there in Iowa, getting 6 votes fewer than he got, whatever, 4 years ago. He comes to his essentially adopted home state of New Hampshire, where he rescues people on jet skis, and he's going to be on the front page of Newsweek, Time, and I'm sure Morning Joe the day after, as having been the first Republican in ages to have swept the first two contests. It is being in the right place at the right time, more than some huge burst of enthusiasm for Romney, isn't it?
Well, no, there's not a burst of enthusiasm for him, but, you know, I think when you cover these things, you become a part of these things, whether you're doing it, you know, 6 to 10 each morning on the radio, or 6 to 9 on the TV or print or whatever, you become such a part of it, you fail to realize, step back and take a look at it, people are so disinterested in this process because they're so disappointed in what the process has given them in the past, the recent past, not just President Obama 3.5 years
All
ago.
All of Washington.
But yes, the entire process has so disappointed people, and people are disappointed at an era in our history when, for the first time in my memory, there is a distinct and definable fear of the future out there. And no one has really told them in language that they can understand or believe, here's where we're going.
You think that's the case? New Hampshire is in the focus today. 800-510-8255.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephanie, you're talking about the talk media and the coverage of New Hampshire. Some 30-odd radio hosts are up there doing what we call in the business Radio Row. One of them is host Richard Day, talking to political analyst Mark Plotkin about the journalists from all over the world who are in New Hampshire.
Have they had that experience of being there on the ground in New Hampshire? Give us a feel for what it was like. What's the X factor in the race as you found it?
Well, the X factor is that anything you say is instantly, not I say, but the candidates say, is transmitted not just to the United States, to the world. In the filing room for the debate on Saturday night, there were literally 1,000 journalists there, and I sat behind a show. Norwegian Business Daily was there. It just, everybody from everywhere is right on top of that, and it is just the center of the universe. The X factor is what are undeclareds going to do. That's a fancy word for independents, who comprise maybe 33 to 40% of the voters that can participate. You can't cross over. That is, if you're a registered Democrat, you can't vote in the Republican primary. But if you're undeclared, which is their word for independent, you can vote, and that's where Mitt Romney does well. And where maybe expectations are a little too much in terms of what he was going to get. He's dropped from 47 to 35. New Hampshire voters like to surprise and like to be mischievous. And Huntsman is rolling the dice on this and thinks he would can be the recipient of this sort of devilish behavior.
Well, in the battle for these independent voters, Newt Gingrich's independent PAC has got a big infusion of cash.
Sheldon Adelson gave $5 million to Gingrich's PAC, Winning Our Future, which will be used, a lot of it, in South Carolina, and a film which is called King of Vain, When Mitt Romney Comes to Town. It's 28 minutes, and it is really a hatchet job on Bain Capital and what they accomplished. This Bain Capital, and where Romney was the head of it, was a very important component of his defeat in 1994 against Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. And now, rather than Democrats doing opposition research, it's Republicans. They think it will turn the tide, and this money, which is not supposed to be coordinated and isn't coordinated with the Gingrich campaign, is supposed to give him a lift.
Host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy with Michael Berry, who's one of the many talk hosts who are in New Hampshire this week.
I guess they're treating it specifically like the Super Bowl. They've got, what, Radio Row in New Hampshire? Radio Row, that's Neil Bork talking loudly next to me. So it's radio hosts all around us in here, and they kind of run the candidates through so they can hit 8 or 10 shows in just a matter of minutes.
Does it make it difficult previewing a primary that we all know what's going to happen?
You know, I'll tell you, Charlie, when I arrived on Saturday, I thought to myself, I shouldn't have wasted my time. I should have waited till South Carolina, because Romney's going to run away with this thing. In the first few hours, we went to the ABC debate, and I saw his staff and his organization, and I thought, what was the point? He's really going to run away with this thing? But Gingrich's negative ads on him have really made a dent on him. He's down in the low 30s. He's lost 10 percentage points, has Romney. Paul is surging, Huntsman surging, which I don't think matters, and Newt and Santorum are surging. So this has turned out to get very interesting last minute.
Michael, would you say there were any clear winners or losers in this past weekend's debate?
Well, I'm 25.7 miles from Boston, and I'm sitting in Manchester, New Hampshire. So when you think about the fact that New Hampshire is really a suburb of Boston, this is Mitt Romney's home turf. He should just absolutely clear the field here, but he's not. He's losing here toward the end, and the other guys are rising. And so somebody's going to be the winner. It's going to be Ron Paul, and it's either going to be Newt or Santorum, because that guy's going to get a boost. Because it's really going to come down to who isn't Mitt Romney.
800-510-8255. Your calls on New Hampshire and the presidential race next as we continue with a Talk Radio Countdown.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you brand, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with your calls, the focus on the GOP race and the New Hampshire primary, which is today, so you can be sure tomorrow on the countdown we'll be listening to a lot of your thoughts, see where all your favorite candidates are, John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry. Where is Ron Paul going to be? Where are all these people going to be tomorrow this time? What do you think? 800-510-8255. We start with John listening in Virginia to the countdown.
I just want to say that it's really the way things are going. Barack Obama, he will win because of it. This guy is actually, I never seen a debate like this on Sunday, on Saturday night. It was the most boring debate that I ever heard in my entire life. I was so disgusted. I mean, Sunday morning was a little bit better, but the reality of it, I don't see how Mitt Romney can win this thing. I really don't. I mean, no matter how you slice it, there is no way Mitt Romney can beat Barack Obama when he's staying at 25% and he's not moving up. And no one asks him a real question about the other candidate. Will not ask a real question about how did he do, you know, I mean, how did he lose his company? How did he? I mean, this guy, he's not a conservative. He's acting as he is, but he's not.
All right. So let's ask this guy the next time we talk to him what his definition of conservative is. Mitt Romney poised to take a big step toward the presidential nomination. Looks like he will capture New Hampshire if all the polls are right. The attacks from the other Republicans, again, I think I said this earlier in the week, they're reminiscent of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama going at each other, and see what happens at the end of the day. 800-510-8255 to the Bay State. Tommy, where we all know Romney was. He's not a fan, though, it appears.
My choice would be Ron Paul. I think the man's honest, and you have to have someone that can straighten everything laid out. I mean, every candidate that gets in, every politician that gets in, it's the same old stuff. The same thing with Bush. The same thing with Obama here. They don't do nothing. They just keep on doing the same old thing, except it's a different party. I think we need a real good change, and we have to straighten this country out completely. We can't keep dividing us like they're doing now.
That's very good. Very good points there. 800-510-8255. There's a documentary that's out just in time for New Hampshire. You wonder who paid for it, making Romney look bad. He is one of the principals in Bain Capital, which is an investment firm that oftentimes breaks up companies, and he's had to defend himself against that. Job creator, job diffuser. It's all of this. It's the usual stuff. Tear apart your opponent. Why does that work in America? Why does it work in the human condition? 800-510-8255. Julie is in Illinois listening to the countdown on WJOL.
I'm speaking of Mitt Romney. Not anyone asked him about the auto industry, which he opposed of, which was going under, which President Obama brilliantly pulled him out of his last leg, and which he opposed of, but when it came as a success, he also wanted to take some credit. Why is he always in the way with his flip-flop, and everyone brings him on as this big businessman who could work and which can do business and bring everybody together and get the economy going, which was something that's as important as this auto business come up. He refused to lean on it and opposed of it, and which brilliantly President Obama brought it out as a big success, and which then he wants to take all the credit. This is the Mitt Romney that everybody said is such a big businessman.
800-510-8255. He's a good businessman, great businessman. Well, you may or may not have heard the statement. The controversy now is the statement that was made by Mr. Romney in Bedford, New Hampshire, Monday night. I believe it was his final rally. The damage, he declared in a statement in one of the conversations, "I like being able to fire people," addressing his desire for greater competition between health insurance companies. Well, taking it out of context, "I like being able to fire people," his opponents, both the Republicans and Democrats, have seized on that comment as evidence of an out-of-touch politician, coupled it with attacks over his record at Bain. And so, "I like firing people," that's been said once. How many times has he said, "I enjoy creating jobs"? Anyway, 800-510-8255, your thoughts on that. Move from Illinois to Indiana. Richard, you're on the air on the countdown.
I'm concerned about the Huntsman's comment about trust. How can you trust if you don't trust the morality? Why blame the finance and lobbyists? They're the tempters. What about the temptees? Well, how could a good man be bribed? That's my whole point. Here we are blaming the one who dangles the carrot rather than those who keep reaching for it. To be a congressman or anybody involved in government service or anywhere, if you have good people, they're not going to be bribed. I want a senator, a president, a congressman who can look anybody in the eye and say, "I'll take your money, but you won't get my vote necessarily. You cannot influence me. I am going to vote my conscience and for my constituents, period." And I think the new president, whoever he or she is, has to demand that kind of decency and morality on the part of anyone working in government or anywhere.
800-510-8255. Problems with our politicians and trusting them. That's what John Huntsman has been saying. 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You have a comment. Follow us on Facebook. Go to DougStephan.com and see what you think about all of the ins and outs of how we're covering this. Mitt Romney will come out on top, says voter Albert Guptill of Nashua, New Hampshire. Here's Randy down in Louisiana with some thoughts on Ron Paul.
This whole group of candidates, except for Ron Paul, they're all a bunch of rhinos. And Ron Paul stuck to his guns for over 30 years. He hasn't changed one bit. They laughed at them in the 2008 debates, and then it come back to bite them. And now they're not laughing, and he's got a good following. He's the only one to vote for. He sticks to his guns. He doesn't change. He tells the truth. Trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the banking system that's caused all these problems over in the Middle East. He's right on the money. And these other people, they don't want to talk about it. They just want to laugh at him. You know, like he's a little old man. This guy's got it going on. People should have listened to him in 28. Look where we're at now. You know, the media is a great manipulator. I mean, that's for sure. And they're trying to tear him down. The people are afraid of him. The GOP is afraid of him. And so are the Democrats.
All right. Ron Paul. Only consistent candidate. People ought to take him seriously. Something to be said for that. 800-510-8255. I'm looking at some of the blogs here and seeing what some people are saying, whether it's on Facebook or elsewhere. Eli Hakenson of Bedford, New Hampshire, doesn't want to vote for Romney. He might have to because he says he could have the best chance to defeat Obama. What do you think the big issues are of this particular cycle of electioneering? Is it education, environment, foreign policy, health care, immigration, income inequality, jobs, the role of government in our lives, your standard of living, how much you pay in taxes? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Out to Michigan we go for Amanda on Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been consistent. People laugh at him and they mock his foreign policy, but in reality, everything he says about our foreign policy is true. We haven't fought a legal war since World War II. And his domestic, his economic policies, they all make sense. He's the only one that has been consistent, non-flip-flopping. And then at the debates, somebody says something about him, and when it's time for him to rebuttal it, they give him, you know, like 10 seconds, and then they have to go to commercial. So he never gets to finish, and the other ones rattle on and on and on and on. And I just think it's unfair, and the media is biased. They don't give him his due, and I think that he has so much more support than the average person thinks, and I think he can make it if the media would just tell the truth and stop being biased.
What happened to Herman Cain? Anybody wondering that? We all know that. He was on The View yesterday. Maybe we'll bring you a bit. He had some interesting things to say about Rick Santorum that you might be interested in. We'll get to that and more of your calls here on The Countdown. It's 800-510-8255 to be in touch.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a synchronaut from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on the conventional way of getting people into office. That's called voting, getting you to vote. If you're listening in New Hampshire, get out and vote today. Not usually a problem in New Hampshire. People get pretty excited about what's going on there. And it looks like Representative Paul and Mr. Huntsman and the surge behind Rick Santorum gone away. But Huntsman and you know, you'd think because Mitt Romney is an next-door neighbor, he'd do well there, and that's the way it looks like. But remember, Barack Obama had 13 points on Mrs. Clinton in the New Hampshire primary 4 years ago, and she won it. So I think it's that would be good because the news media and all the pundits, you know, take it in the ear when things like that happen. I was being facetious about Herman Cain a few minutes ago. He was on with The View yesterday, a show that I like for a lot of different reasons. And they talked to Herman Cain about what Rick Santorum said. That is his comment, whether it was taken out of context or not, don't give black people money.
What do you think of Rick Santorum supposedly telling Iowa voters on a stop that he doesn't want to make black people's lives better by giving them somebody else's money? I want to give them the opportunity to go out and earn the money. What the hell is he talking about?
Oh, man.
I would say that he suffered from putting foot in mouth in that particular case.
Okay.
I think it was a bad choice of words. What I believe he wanted to say is that we need to move from an entitlement society to an empowerment society for everybody.
Is that what you think Newt Gingrich was saying as well? Because Newt Gingrich has been in the news also saying, you know, it'd be better to have, the kids be janitors in schools and clean up. Do you think that was foot in mouth or that we just didn't get what he was saying?
Well, I didn't hear that one, so maybe we didn't get what he was saying. But my whole point has been going to an empowerment society. That's the whole
point. Why did he have to say black people? Why not people who are getting entitlement?
I'm saying,
what did the black people have to do with that?
I'm saying he just put his foot in his mouth. It was a mistake, a bad choice of words, because you got poor blacks, poor whites, poor
everybody.
So why single out black people?
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. It was a poor choice of words.
All right, so here's who he thinks is going to win in the primary.
The likelihood is that he will, for the following reason. Money has become such a big factor in these elections. Shouldn't be that way. But Romney has the most amount of money, and that's what it takes. Especially if someone attacks you in a negative way, it takes 10 times as much money to try to unprove that negative. So he has the biggest war chest.
We talked about
have a problem because he doesn't have the kind of money to go back at Romney.
Exactly.
And
What happened to Gingrich in Iowa.
Right.
He got the negative attacks, didn't have the money or the organization to respond fast enough.
And they're saying in Texas, a lot of the evangelicals are meeting in Texas to try and figure out who they can get behind because they're not endorsing Romney. Do you think that Romney is going to have a difficult time getting past the evangelicals and getting their vote?
I think he will have a difficult time. All you have to do is look at what happened in the last presidential election. He had a tough time winning in the South.
All right. More of your calls in a matter of moments here on the Countdown. 800-510-TALK.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we continue with your calls at 800-510-8255. What do you think of Ron Paul? What do you think of Mitt Romney? What do you think of John Huntsman? What do you think of New Hampshire? And if you're in Oregon, what do you have to say about your chances of having a say, if you're a Republican, in the in who's going to be the presidential nominee for your party? What about where you, if he wins in South, if Romney wins in South Carolina and takes Florida, it's pretty much over. Four or five states, bingo. So what do you think about the way the process works? Tom is in Minnesota with the Ron Paul thought.
Dr. Paul is a good man. He makes some very strong points about 60% of his issues, but he's a little extreme on foreign affairs and foreign relations. Other than that, he is definitely a good candidate. But we need to win, and the Republicans need to take the office. And we need a businessman as president. And Mr. Romney, barring the prejudice that's going on in this country, should be the choice for the Republican Party and the Republican people, as well as independents in this country. If we want a change, a real change, and not a hypothetical change, then Romney's the guy.
Romney's the guy. Is that what you think? 800-510-8255. Well, Ron Paul has some good ideas. Yes, that's true. Howie, another Massachusetts voter with thoughts on John Huntsman.
The office of the President of the United States demands a real respectful person in there. And none of these people, I think Huntsman is somewhat good, but the rest of them, I think, are terrible to be a President of the United States, especially Romney. He's done in businesses for his own benefit, and all of them are arguing bad things against one another. Why would we want a man, any of these people, that we can't respect? We have to have someone in there we can respect with a clean trail behind them, and none of them have.
All right, John, an Oregonian. Let's find out what John thinks about the primary system and who's going where.
We got a long, long, long way to go before this is all over with. New Hampshire is not the center of the world. What can happen between now and the election time? The economy is sitting on quicksand right now. call this election that Romney is ahead and he's going to be campaigning against Obama is, I mean, we have a long way to go. I don't see how these people can even make the comment that Romney is the only one that can beat Obama.
Do you think John Huntsman can overtake Ron Paul for second place in New Hampshire? How about we talk to Jimmy and get his point of view on that? Jimmy, go ahead. You're on the countdown. Hi.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Sure. Doug. I sure appreciate it. Sure. I'll be quicker than I can go. Real quick, Ron Paul, I'd support him again if he'd run as a third-party candidate, independent candidate. And you fellow said something about change being hypothetical. I think reform on the health care is not hypothetical. It's a real, I mean, real thing with mandates and all. And thanks for your show.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. David, well, I got a lot of Massachusetts callers, and that's okay. And a lot of them are supportive of Ron Paul, as opposed to what you'd think, that is, the before Mitt Romney, the former governor of the Bay State.
I think it's unlikely that Republicans will be able to beat President Obama in the general election, because if Ron Paul is not the nominee of the GOP, that 10 to 20% of his supporters in the electorate will either sit out the election or write in his name. In the interviews and in the debates, Ron Paul repeatedly gets asked if he will run as an independent, which of course would throw the election to Obama. But what the GOP fails to grasp is that he doesn't have to run as an independent to throw the election to Obama. If the GOP continues to marginalize him, Ron Paul supporters will not support the GOP nominee, and that's where he has leverage.
Peggy, finish it off from Connecticut, please.
I think voters are sick and tired of the gridlock. I know that I am. I want them to address that, some of these candidates and that. I think that every legislator in the Congress and the House should have a sign in their office that says, not every idea I have will be good, not every idea they have will be bad. I'm very tired of hearing Mitch McConnell and some of the Republicans saying, no matter what Obama puts before us, let's strike it down. And that's not what this country needs. It hasn't worked. Let's get the gridlock out of Washington. And the candidates, you better address it.
Yes, ma'am. You're right about that. Thank you very much for putting a good spin on the final call. In this hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Introducing